Good morning.
早晨好。
Not only this morning, but every morning we want to say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
不仅今天早晨，而且每天早晨，我们都要说神是美善的，神是永远美善的。
We're so thankful that last Friday we've had the first Friday gathering since the lockdown of the church almost 2 years ago.
我们非常感恩，在过去的一个礼拜五的时候，经过两年的疫情，我们又重新开始了礼拜五的聚会。
We hope to see more. We'll be coming back to the house of God for both Friday and Sunday meetings.
我们衷心希望有更多的人能够回到我们教会中参加礼拜五和礼拜天的聚会。
And down the road, we still have other church gatherings like a prayer meeting that we keep on praying for God's timing for reopening.
不仅如此，我们还为着我们其他的聚会有寻求和祷告，包括我们的祷告聚会。
Like one of my favorite songs from church hymn book, it says, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds the future, and I know who holds my hand.
其中在我们诗歌圣徒诗歌本上有一首诗我是非常喜欢的，里面讲到我不知道明天要发生什么，我也不知道明天我会经历什么，但是我深信主掌握明天，他必将带领我。
And also the hymn we were just singing, because he holds the future and he holds our hand, so we can pray to him, say, on your own way.
所以就像我们刚才诗歌所唱的，因着他掌管明天，并且他牵拉着我们的手，所以我们可以对他说，主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
Let's just lift up our days onto his mighty hand, and he will surely lead our way.
所以把我们每日都交托在神大能的手中，他必将指引我们的路。
If you're a parent of a youth, and you may have noticed that from the second half of this year,The youth Sunday school, both the high school and the middle school classes, we start a new series on Bible characters from the book of Genesis.
如果你是初中生或者高中生的父母亲，你知道在第二阶段的开启当中，我们与孩子们交通的主题开始了个新的系列。我们的系列是交通创世纪，关于圣经上的属灵人物。
For consecutive Sundays.
所有的这个每个主日我们都有这样交通。
We've been learning together on these godly men and women and their life stories in following God.
我们听着他们在属灵上的，在圣经当中告诉我们的故事，我们看着他们是怎么样来经历主的带领，来顺服主的带领。
Surely we want to say that sometimes they are doing pretty good.
我们当然可以说，很多的时候他们都做了很好的榜样。
But honest with you, if you read through the biblical record, sometimes they are not doing so good.
但是如果当我们读我们的经解的时候，我们知道在以往的道路上，有的时候他们有许多的失败。
So we know that humans are flawed, and it is impossible for us to not make mistakes, because the Bible says in Romans chapter 3 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
因着罗马书第三章说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。因此我们可以说，我们只要是人，我们都有软弱，都有我们的亏欠，我们都会都会犯错误。
I hope that we've learned enough from the book of Genesis that today we are able to live this life through this troubled time, for it is by his grace, not by ours.
所以急着来我们重新读创世纪的时候，我们知道是藉着他的恩典，他的恩惠来带领我们度这个弯曲悖谬的时代。
That's why we choose to sing this hymn this morning. It is by His grace, and it is by His own way.
所以今天早间我们有这个诗歌可以一同唱，是因着藉着他的恩典，是他在带领我们。
One of the greatest figures in the book of Genesis that I want to begin this morning and walk through some of the major events of this man is Noah.
今天早晨我要和会众一同交通的一个圣经人物是挪亚。我们会一同来读一些经节，看他是怎么样经历神的带领。
Maybe for most of the young fellows sitting here with us, especially if you have grown up in this church from children class.
对于我们在座的许多的年轻人，特别是如果你从小就是在主日学当中成长长大的。
We tend to assume that we have known enough about this guy and everything in the Bible has his name tag on it.
我们可能会想，我们以为我们知道了许多关于挪亚的故事，对于每个人我们都已经定义知道，我们所知道，我们已经立了一个界限，我们知道这个人。
We think we know that the great flood, the ark that saves Noah and his family's life, and of course the rainbow.
我们知道有这个大的水灾，我们也知道挪亚的一家能经历了这个水灾，我们也知道发生了什么事情，我们更知道神与我们用彩虹立约。
It is true. I agree with you. Noah is very popular both in the believers world and the Western world.
不仅在信徒当中，并且在西方世界里，我们以为我们非常了解挪亚这个圣经人物。
Even the Hollywood, they have known the story of Noah very, very, very well too.
甚至好莱坞以为他们也非常知道这个人物。
But if we come back to the Word of God and try to digest the meaningfulness about Noah and his life before God.
如果我们回到圣经的经节来重新思想，圣经当中就挪亚这个人一切的故事和细节，我们重新来思索这个人的时候。
My dear young fellows, I'm sure that it will make our mind explode.
我相信你一定有许多所没有想象过的。
It's not only how God has a solution to a hopeless world, but also how Noah, an ordinary man like you and me, can be responsible to God's calling to live for His purpose.In the time we called it impossible.
在这个挪亚的故事当中，我们不仅看到在这个无望的、弯曲背扭的世代，神是怎么样来带领他的信徒，更是藉着这样普通的一个人物，就像你和我一样普通的，他是怎么样听到神的呼召，神怎么样带领他来成为他的见证。
Let's start with today's Bible readings.
我们先有一些圣经，来读几句一些经文。
Now I'm going to ask three young brothers and sisters from middle school class to read the Bible for us in English, and our sister will then read in Chinese for the parents.
我会先请三位在初中主日学课程当中的我的学生来为会众一同读这个英文圣经，他们读了之后，姊妹会为会众读中文版本。
So Sister Ellie, you can start on Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to 9.
Ellie 姊妹可以先读创世纪第六章五到九节。
Sorry, Dad.
Brother Aaron, would you please read Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 19?
Aaron 弟兄，请读《创世纪》第八章一到十九节。
Thank you. Now let's turn to the New Testament. Sister Jessica will be reading Matthew 24:36-39 for us.
接下来我们翻到新约圣经马太福音。Jessica 姊妹会为我们读24:36-39。现在我为会众读这个中文第一处经节，创世纪第六章5-9。耶和华见人在世上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。挪亚生了三个儿子，就是闪、含、 雅福。第二处圣经，创世纪第八章一到十九节，神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里一切走兽牲畜。神叫风吹地，水势渐落，渊源和天上的窗户都闭塞了，天上的大雨也止住了，水从地上渐退。过了150天，水就渐消。7月17日，方舟停在亚拉拉山上，水又渐消。到10月初1日，山顶都现出来了。过了40天，挪亚开了方舟的窗户，放出一只乌鸦去，那乌鸦飞来飞去，直到地上水都干了。他又放出一只鸽子去，要看看水从地上退了没有，但遍地上都是水，鸽子找不着落脚之地，就回到方舟挪亚那里。挪亚伸手把鸽子接进方舟来，他又等了 7天，要把鸽子从方舟放出去。到了晚上，鸽子回到他那里，嘴里叼着一个新拧下来的橄榄叶子。挪亚就知道地上的水退了。他又等了 7天，放出鸽子去，鸽子就不再回来了。到挪亚601岁，正月初1日，地上的水都干了。挪亚撤去方舟的干，观看便见地面上干了。到了2月27日，地就都干了。神对挪亚说，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿妇都可以出方舟，在你们那里凡有，在你那里凡有血肉的活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜和一切爬在地上的昆虫，都要带出来，叫它在地上多多滋生，大大兴旺。于是挪亚和他的妻子、儿子、儿妇都出来了，一切走兽、昆虫、飞鸟和地上所有的动物各从其类，都出了方舟。下一次圣经是马太福音24章36到39节。但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟那日，不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲走。人子降临也要这样。
Would you join me a word of prayer?
让我们一起有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们赞美感谢。
Because under your blood, we have this chance. We can go, come together and to your mercy seat.
因为只有藉着你的宝血，我们才来到你恩惠的宝座面前。
Lord, we pray that you will help us because we want to see no one but Jesus alone.
主啊，我们恳求你让我们不见其他的人，只见耶稣一人。
Lord, we thank you for this time.
主，我们感谢你这段时光。
Lord, we pray that you speak and we listen.
我们祷告主，求你说话，我们仆人谨听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. For many times, my dear young fellows, when we turn to the page of the life story of Noah in the book of Genesis,
我们的年轻人们，当我们每次来翻到 创世纪读到挪亚的生平的时候
，We would have a colored gray picture in our mind about this 600 years old man who lived in a primitive life and ate salad for every meal.
我们会有这样的一个图片在我们脑海中，就是这个600多岁的白发的老人，他住在一个原始社会当中，每日。的吃他简单的餐
Because the Bible tells us that man doesn't eat meat in Noah's time, right?
因为在挪亚的时候圣经告诉我们人们还没有开始吃肉
But my dear young fellows, if we keep this image in our mind, then we are wrong.
如果我的年轻人们如果你是这样认为的你就错了
Because of the information from the early chapters of Genesis,We know that human life in Noah's time could be much more advanced than we're thinking about it.
从我们创世纪的前面几章，我们可以看到，在挪亚的时代，其实人们的生活已经比较先进了。
If you have a chance and go ahead to read through Genesis chapter 6, how Noah was handling a huge project of building an ark.Not a boat, an ark.
如果你能有机会读《创世纪》第六章，知道挪亚是如何的来完成这个巨大的工程，来建造一个方舟，而不是一个小船。
You will be amazed the technology and the craftsmanship that Noah used to build the ark.
你就会为挪亚当时所有的科技，还有他所有的工匠的巧技而折服。
Then you will understand the people in Noah's time actually living in the life of technology, progressiveness, and prosperity as we do today.
如果你知道这样的一个故事的进展的时候，你就知道挪亚的时代其实已经相当的发达，他们的科技已经有进步，而且经济已经比较繁荣。
And the world at Noah's time conservatively could be in the billions, beyond the billions.
在挪亚的时代，人们可能会 billions beyond billions.
成千上万的人。
会有成千，其实人已经很繁多，有成千上万的人。
They were living a happy life.
他们过着非常舒适的日子。
But my dear young fellows, does the happy life and the successful life bring them anything good?
但是年轻人们因着他们过着很舒适的日子，能给他们带来什么好处吗？
Listen to what God's conclusion here for them in Genesis 6, verse 5.
看一下创世纪第六章第五节。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的竟都是恶。
In other words, when God was looking on the face of this earth about how human beings are doing there,
当神从天上俯视观看地上的人是如何生活的时候
He didn't want to look what they have in their hand but what they have in their heart
他不是要看人你手中有什么而是看你心中所存的
So my dear brothers and sisters we all remember in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7 it says therefore man looks at our appearance but the Lord looks at the heart
我们就情不自禁要想起圣经撒母耳记上第十六章七节讲到耶和华却对撒母耳说不要看他的外貌和他的身高我不拣选他因为耶和华不看人不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华看内心。
God cares only one thing about us, which is our heart before Him.
神只关注一件事情，就是我们在他面前的心。
Now, in every Sunday morning when my family, we were about to leave for the church.
当每一个主日的早晨，我们全家要来教会的时候，
we had so many items to remind each other because we are getting old.
我们经常要彼此提醒许多的事情，因为我们的年岁增加。
So my wife and I, we have so many items we remind to each other before we hit the road.
在我们来教会的路上之前，我和我的妻子会彼此提醒许多的事情。
My wife said, oh, don't forget your Bible, don't forget your eyeglasses, and don't forget your phone.
我的妻子会提醒我，不要忘记带你的圣经、你的眼镜和你的手机。
And I respond, Mama, just don't forget the food with you for the church lunch.
我会提醒我的妻子，千万不要忘记带到教会的食物。
My dear brothers and sisters, we seem to have everything with us to come to the church on each Sunday.
弟兄姊妹们，我们还以为我们到主日的时候，在我们到主日的时候，我们都带了所有的东西。
But very easily we could leave behind one thing, one important thing that God wants the most from us, which is our heart.
但是我们通常会忘记一件，只有这一件神最注重的，就是我们的心。
So in Genesis 6, it says when God was looking at the people on the earth.
所以在创世纪第六章的时候，说到神看地上的居民。
He searched every corner of their heart.
他仔细地看人们的心。
Very sadly, he could find nothing there but evil and wickedness.
非常沮丧的是，他没有找着什么好的，只看到人们的恶。
So the Bible says God was grieved in his heart.
所以圣经上说，神就非常后悔，伤心忧伤。
Now on one hand, people were living a happy life of prosperity.
在一方面，人们以为他们过着幸福繁荣的生活。
But on the other hand, the human condition caused by people's heart was getting worse and worse.
在另外一方面，人因着心理的状况，所以其实境况越来越糟。
So from the early verses in Genesis 6,
从创世纪前面几节，
we see the epidemic of violence.
我们可以看到一些暴力。
We see the sexual perversion.
我们看到一些不好的现象。
Demonic activities and the constant evil in the heart of man and woman.
甚至所谓的民主和人们心中所有的恶。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is not only the days of Noah, but it sounds a lot like what we have here today.
弟兄姊妹们，这不光是挪亚当时的世上的光景，更是特别的像我们今日所居住的环境。
We're not far from Noah's time before the flood.
我们现在的光景与挪亚当时在洪水来之前的光景差得不远了。
I just watched the TV last week.
上一周当我看电视的时候，
a 15-year-old high school student in Michigan took his father's gun to the school and shot at the students and the teachers.
一个15岁的密西根高中生拿着他的父母亲的枪，枪杀了他的同学和老师。
The gunshot caused three students died and eight were injured.
这个枪杀事件使三个人致死，八个人受伤。
When the police came to take him,
当警察来捕捉他的时候，
they couldn't take him to the police department.
他们不能把他带到警局。
Instead, they had to send the gunman to the place called the juvenile detention facility because he was just a child.
他们不能带他警局，反而把他带到一个少年犯罪 过失中心，因为他只是一个小孩。
My dear young brothers and sisters, as we are looking at the fact and compare with the Bible says in Genesis 6.
当我们看到我们所周遭的事实与圣经创世纪第六章相比，
I think it shouldn't freaks out, but stir an urgency inside of us that Christ's second coming is very close.
我们里面应该非常的不安，并且知道神的再来是如此的迫切。
Because Jesus has prophesied in Matthew 24 verse 37, but as the days of Noah were, so also with coming of the Son of Man be.
因为耶稣在马太福音当中就预言说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水来之前，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟那日。
Then in Genesis 6, God says enough is enough.
所以在创世纪第六章的时候，神说够了，真的够了。
I hope by reading through this chapter, it will give you and me an urgency in our heart that we don't have much time.
我希望急着读这个创世纪第六章，我们里面就有一个催促，我们真的时间不多了。
We don't have much time to be still wandering around the world.
我们没有时间在这个世界上游荡。
We are in the last days, and we are going to see Jesus come back.
我们已经到了末世，耶稣马上就要回来了。
The point is not whether you and I we believe it is true or not.
这个关键是在于不是你和我相不相信。
We are all God's children, and we all believe that every word in the Bible is true.
我们是神的儿女，我们相信圣经上每一句话都是确定的。
The point is, if we believe it is true, and we got to live it as true.
关键在于，如果我们相信神的话语是确定的，我们要把这个生命能够活出来。
Now let's go to Genesis 6 verse 8.
让我们来读一下创世纪第六章第八节。
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
In other words, even though God was making a decision to wipe all the mankind from the earth by the flood,
甚至虽然耶和华神当时已经下定决心要急着水，洪水把整个世界都毁灭，
He would never stop his eyes on the people of this earth.
他从来不会停止下来，不观察世上的居民。
Even though God was about to bring the judgment to the sinful mankind on the earth,
虽然神要审判这个世界上的恶，
but his heart was never to give them up.
但是他从来不愿来放弃我们。
Because John 3:16 tells us God so loved the world.
因为圣经约翰福音三章十六节说神爱世人。
Then he found Noah. Verse 9, it says, Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
神就发现了挪亚，挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
The word perfect here doesn't mean like you got everything rightfully with you and you are flawless all the time.
这个地圣经上讲挪亚是完全人，不是说挪亚一无指摘，一无是处。
It doesn't mean that you will never ever make any mistakes.
不是说他总是做对的事情，从来不做错事情。
In fact, the Bible itself gives us the definition.
圣经上自己已经解释了完全人的意义。
What means Noah was perfect?
挪亚是完全人是什么意思呢？
Noah walked with God.
挪亚与神同行。
In other words, if you commit yourself with all your heart, all your soul and with all your mind to walk with God in this corrupt time.
用另外一句话说，在这个弯曲悖谬的时代，如果你全心、全意、尽力的来把你自己完全的交托给神。
To walk after His purpose and to walk in the fellowship with Him, then you are perfect one in His eyes.
照着他的旨意而行，与他有不间断的交通。所以你就可以做到与神同行。
So my dear young fellows, this is Noah in the book of Genesis.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是创世纪里面所讲的挪亚。
Noah was a simple man like you and me.
挪亚是一个非常简单的人，跟你我一样。
But a perfect man in God's eyes, just because he wanted to commit himself walking with God.
但是他却是一个完全人，因为他愿意把自己全心的交托给神，所以他与神同行。
Then Noah took a project from God of building an ark.
所以他挪亚就从神手中接受了一个工程，就是建造一个方舟。
Even though he wasn't able to fully process in his mind that why God wants him to do it in this way.
虽然他真的不能理解为什么神让他做这样的一件事情，以这样的方式。
But he chose to walk after God's plan.
但是他选择来照着神的计划而行。
This ark project would put his life under the pressure of hostility and ridicule from the people around him.
他接受这样的一个大的方舟的工程的时候，会遭到人们的诽谤，并且让人们来讥笑他。
For about 100 years, every minute and every second, his life just lost peace.
在一百年的时间，当他接受这个造方舟的工程当中，他从来没有过一个平静的生活。
But Noah commit himself to walk with God.
但是挪亚却交托给神，愿意与神同行。
So my dear young fellows, that's why the Lord called Noah a perfect man in his generation.
所以我的年轻弟兄姊妹们，所以神在这里说挪亚是个完全人，他与神同行。
On one hand, he's not a perfect man.
在一方面说，他真的不完全。
Noah made mistakes, and he made a lot of mistakes.
他犯了错误，他犯了许多的错误。
But on the other hand, Noah is indeed a perfect man because he commit himself to walk after God's purpose in his time.
在另外一方面，挪亚是个完全人，因为他照着完全的交托神，照着神的心意而计划，顺服神的带领。
I hope you can listen to this very simple truth.
我希望你能够听到这个非常简单的真理。
Whether you and I are perfect in God's eyes has nothing to do with our ability and knowledge.
是否你和我能够照着神的心意而行，不是靠着你的能力和你的知识。
It's all based on our choice and commitment.
而是照着我们自己的选择和我们的交托。
For most of high schoolers,
在许多的高中生当中，
you will soon leave this room and pursue your future in the outside world.
在不久的将来，你会离开我们的教会，到这个世界上去。
Now before you go,
在你离开之前
，Let me just be honest with you. You have to make a choice as who do you want to walk with.
我要忠告你，你必须在离开之前做一个选择，你想与谁同行。
I know the answer is very simple, but it will determine your life and your future in a huge difference.
我知道这个回答非常的简单，但这个简单的回答会为你的将来带来非常巨大的不同。
I want to share one Bible verse with you, and it's in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 to 25.
我想与你们分享一段圣经，就是彼得前书第一章24-25节。
And Peter says here, all the glory of The world and the human flesh is like the flower of grass.
彼得前书第一章二十四节讲到，因为凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
That's right. And all these flowers, no matter how beautiful they are, they will eventually fall off.
无论这些花是如何的美丽，到最终它们都会凋谢，都会掉下来。
But the word of the Lord abides forever.
但是主的道是永远长存的。
You may pursue a good life, good future, better life with your career, your family, your friends, of course, your church in this world.
你可能会觉得你有你的前景，你的家庭，你的朋友，甚至你的教会的生活。
But my dear young fellows, don't give yourself to follow the fashion, the style, the way of this world.
但是我要警忠告年轻人们，请你不要照着这个世界的样式而行。
You can live in this world, but not to walk with this world.
你可以住在这个世界上，但是不是照着这个世界的样式而行。
Because it will eventually take you into the same ending as itself.
因为这个世界会把你带到它自己的终极当中。
So after building an ark.
当建造完方舟的时候
，Noah got his family into the ark.
挪亚就带着他的家人进了这个方舟。
And also God made all the animals from their places in the ark.
神也使挪亚带所有的这些走兽都进了这个方舟。
Of course, it was big and tall enough for every for even pair of elephants and giraffes.
这个方舟是足够的大，甚至像大象这样的巨大的动物都可以进去。
So as the great flood came in, God closed the door of the ark.
当大洪水来的时候，神就把方舟的门关了。
My dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们
，For 100 years,
一百年来
，God gave everybody on this earth tons of chance to repent.
神给世间每一个人平等的机会。来悔改。
Noah, like all his ancestors, like Abel, like Enoch, was God's missionary sent to the people, calling them to turn back.
挪亚是神差遣到这个世上的一个传教士，就跟亚伯和以诺一样。
For a long period of time, almost 40,000 days and nights, Noah and his family had been working on the ark project in front of all the people.
在有许多的一段年日当中，挪亚和他的家人花了很长的时间建造方舟的时候，这些事情都是展现在世人面前的。
They had a chance to hear the good news of the ark.
他们可以有这个机会来听方舟的救福音。
They knew that there's a plenty of room for them if they would simply just walk into the ark.
他们知道在方舟里绝对有足够多的地方供，只要他们愿意走进方舟。
But sadly, they just rejected it.
但是非常糟糕是他们却拒绝了。
As the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, they kept on eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage.
就像马太福音二十四章中讲到的，他们当洪水来以前的日子，他们继续吃喝嫁娶。
Until it was too late, the door of ark finally was closed.
当方舟救恩的门关的时候，已经太晚了。
My dear friends.
亲爱的朋友们
，You've been with us in all the church meetings.
如果你已经参加我们所有教会的聚会
，You have known enough about the good news of Jesus Christ that will save your life from this hopeless world.
如果你已经听到神的福音，把你可以拯救从这个无望的世界救拔出来。
I want to ask you now.
我想要问你。
even though there is just single one friend among us,
即使如果我们当中只有一个这样的福音朋友，
why are you still waiting?
你为什么还要等待？
Why do you want to wait until the last minute for the door of a close, for the door of grace close?
你为什么要等待这个福音的恩典的门关了？等到门关的时候呢？
To be honest with you, my dear friend, we don't have much time here, and I urge you not to wait until the door, because the door is still kept open for you now.
所以我要来忠告我的朋友们，这个门现在是开的，恩门是敞开的。
The Bible promises in Romans 10 verse 9, if you confess with your mouth that Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
圣经罗马书第十章第九节说，你若口里认耶稣基督为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
My dear friends, make your decision today and make it now before you get everything too late.
我亲爱的朋友们，我希望你今天做这个决定，现在就做这个决定，因为时候不多了。
Listen, the door will be closed.
我告诉你，这个恩门会关闭的。
Then the last two verses of Genesis 7 telling us that the flood destroyed every living things on the face of the earth.
所以当在圣经创世纪第七章结尾的时候，说到是这个整个世界都被毁灭了。
The flood was going on the earth for 150 days.
洪水经过了150天。
My family used to live in New Orleans for almost 10 years.
我的家人，我们曾经居住在新奥尔良超过十年的时间。
We loved the city, we loved the culture, the environment, and of course the saints in God's house over there.
我们喜欢那里的文化，那里的周遭的环境，特别是神的教会。
But in 2005, it was just a year after we left there.
但是2005年，就是我们离开这个城市一年之后。
A hurricane named Katrina hit New Orleans and flooded the city all around.
这个热带飓风Katrina 把整个城市都毁了。
The apartment we used to live was totally underwater.
我们以前所居住的那个地方完全在水都被淹了。
7 days of the Katrina has caused the damage of billions of dollars.
这个 Katrina 它只有七天的时间，但是却损失这个城市损失巨大。
Many people, they have lostEverything and nothing left during the Katrina.
许多人丧失了所有，什么都没有了。
As we come back to the book of Genesis about great flood,
当我们回到创世纪，我们讲到这个大洪水的时候，
we're not talking about the 7 days, but the 40 days non-stop raining, and for 150 days, the water kept on receding.Till finally everything on the earth is gone.
我们讲的不是Katrina 七天的下雨，而是讲四十天白昼不停的下雨，150天的时间，这整个的世界都在水里面，一直到世界上所有有气息的都没有了。
We tend to think this 150 days should serve a ending of Noah's story.
我们以为150天的时间应该结束挪亚在这个挪亚的故事。
And after this 150 days, it will come the rainbow in the sky.
我们以为经过150天的时候，天上就会出现彩虹。
But my dear young fellows, Noah's story doesn't stop here, and it keeps on going after.The 150 days.
但是年轻人们，我告诉你，挪亚的故事不是经过150天就结束了，而且它这还在继续。
Let's do together in simple math here.
让我们做一个简单的数学。
From Genesis 7, we know that God closed the door of the ark for Noah and his family at 17th day of second month, and then the great flood was broken out.
我们知道在创世纪当中是第二个月的第十七天，神把恩典的门，这个方舟的门关闭了。
Then we go to Genesis 8, verse 4. It says, the ark rests on the top of Mount Ararat at the same day but the seventh month.
但是当我们读到创世纪第八章第四节的时候，说到七月十七号方舟停在亚拉拉山上，是同一天，但是却是不同的月。
So it was right about 5 months, or we say 150 days, that the ark was floating on the water.
所以我们在这里说的是五个月的时间和一百五十天的时间里面，这个方舟一直在水上飘。
However, by verse 14 to 15,
但是在14到15节当中
we know that not until the second month of next year, at the 27th day, Noah and his family would step out the ark.
我们知道到了第二年的第二个月，就是二月二十七天的时候，挪亚的全家才出了方舟。
That means Noah and his family had spent a total 12 months plus 10 days, or we say 370 days in the ark.
所以我们就知道挪亚和他的全家在方舟里待了12个月零10天，就是375天的时间。
My dear brothers and sisters, the flood just lasted only 150 days.
弟兄姊妹们，整个这个水灾只有150天的时间。
In other words, Noah and his family had kept themselves in the ark for another 220 days, even the flood was over.
换句话说，当这个大水灾结束的时候，挪亚和他的全家继续在方舟里待了二百二十天的时间。
This 220 days was double the time, was way double the time Noah had spent in the ark for the flood.
所以这个二百二十天的时间极大的超过了，甚至双倍了他在方舟里待的时间。方舟里下雨的时间。
Now the question is, now the question
现在问题就是
，For what purpose of this 220 days?
这220天的是要是一个什么样的目的呢
？Well, let me put it in this way: What is God's purpose of the ark for Noah?
那神。在这个二百二十天里，让挪亚和他的全家待在方舟里，目的是什么呢
？What is the purpose of building the ark for Noah？
挪亚来建这个方舟的意义是什么呢
？If for the sake of saving his life, 150 days is enough。
如果就他的性命来说，一百五十天就已经足够了。
So, my dear brothers and sisters, it is very clear that God must have a greater purpose of the ark for Noah.
所以，弟兄姊妹们，神一定有更大的美意在挪亚和他的全家身上。
I wonder, my dear brothers and sisters.
我想要知道，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Whether Noah would ask God why during that 220 days?
在这二百二十天的时间里面，挪亚有没有一直在问神为什么呢
？Why I can't just go out of a boat because the flood is over and I'm done here?
我为什么不能出方舟呢？这个水灾已经结束了，我已经做完我要做的工作了。
As we read Genesis 8 verses 6 through 12,
当我们读到创世纪第八章第六节十二节的时候
，we see Noah open the window.
我们看到挪亚打开了方舟的窗户。
He sent the birds out for multiple times for checking out the weather.
他屡次的把鸟送出去来看这个地势。
Every piece of evidence would lead Noah to a strong and clear conclusion that it's time to get off the boat.
每一次都充分的证明这个时候他可以出方舟了。
But surprisingly, my dear brothers and sisters,
但是令人惊奇的是弟兄姊妹们
Noah didn't make a move.
挪亚没有采取任何行动。
Even the land was finally dried up and the last dove returned with the green olive leaf, he still locked himself and the whole family in the ark.
虽然地面上都已经干了，他送出去的鸽子掉了一个橄榄叶子回来，他和他的家庭还是被锁在方舟里，一直待在里面。
We should ask, what's the matter with this guy?
我们会说这个人他是怎么了？
What he has been waiting for?
他在等什么呢？
My dear brothers and sisters, the answer is at verse 15 and 16.
弟兄姊妹们，这个回答是在十五节和第十六节。
It says, then God spoke to Noah.
十五节说，神对挪亚说。
God spoke to Noah, says, go out the ark.
神对挪亚讲话，告诉他，你可以出方舟了。
Not until God spoke to him, Noah would never move one single step further.
如果神没有对挪亚讲，挪亚一定不会采取任何行动。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is the purpose for that 220 days being locked in the ark.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是挪亚待在和他的全家在方舟里待了220天里面的意义。
And that is God's greater purpose of building the ark for Noah.
这就是神差遣挪亚建方舟一个更大的一个意图。
We are so sure, my dear brothers and sisters, during these 220 days.
我们非常的确定，在这220天的时间里
，Noah could have many chances to walk out the ark.
挪亚有许多的机会从方舟里出来。
But he chose to stay to wait on God to speak to him.
但是他决定。等神对他讲话。
The ark is not only a place to save his life.
方舟不是来救你的生命。
But also a training place that Noah could learn the spiritual quality of trust and wait on God.
但是却是神的一个工厂，来训练挪亚，知道他怎么样来等候神，相信神的带领。
God wants to save Noah's life.
神想要拯救挪亚的生命。
This is not the only purpose for the ark.
但这不是方舟唯一的一个目的。
God wants to train Noah.
神是要来训练挪亚。
For his life after the ark, he will wait on the Lord.
是在方舟之后，洪水之后，他依然能够来等候神的带领。
Today we have to face the same issue as Noah did in the ark.
今天我们要面对这个世界，有许多情况下就像挪亚要在等待的一样。
Either we are in the school or in the job or we are in the house of God.
不管是我们是在家庭生活当中，还是工作环境当中，甚至在教会生活当中。
We have to make a decision.
我们要立定心志。
We usually have been pushed to the corner to deal with many voices from different directions.
我们可能会逼到一个死角上，听到许多不同的声音，从不同的方向里面。
Which demands an instant solution.
可能需要我们立刻做决定。
Then we may easily lose the quality of prayer, which is the patience with God.
可能我们就会失去了我们祷告的意义所在，就是等待、忍耐、等候神的带领。
My dear brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual lesson that Noah has learned from his 220 days in the ark.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是挪亚和他的全家在220天里面的时间里面所学到的功课。
If we start a prayer seeking for his guidance and the direction, then we got to wait on him until he speaks to us.
如果我们在等候祷告神的时候，我们就要耐心地等候，直到他对我们讲话的时候。
There is no fast food prayer in walking after God's purpose.
没有快捷餐的等候的结果，当我们在等待神的时候，没有这个快速的餐。
Let's come back together to the Word of God and learn the lesson from thousands of years ago of how to commit ourselves to trust and wait on God.
让我们来重新回到这个几千年神所赐给我们这个经节里面，来让我们知道如何等待神。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for these precious words that you give us.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你这些宝贵的话语。
We pray these words into our heart and will stay there.
我们祷告说这些话语能够不仅让我们听进来，而且在我们的心里。
We also pray that, Lord, you will make these words inside of us and alive, being alive.
我们祷告说这些话语在我们的里面是活泼的。
So we may follow you not according to the outward appearance.
我们不是看我们外面的形象。
But we walk with you all by our heart.
而是我们全心的来遵循你，跟随你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。